Renee, fantastic to see you here at Scone as part of this three-way tournament there in the age groups between 12s and opens when it comes to Central Coast, Hunter, and also, of course, Central North, the host. It's a great job you've done and pretty happy with the way it's gone overall.
Yes, very happy. It was well supported today with plenty of spectators and plenty of teams.
You're now the prayers of Central North Junior Rugby. You've been here for a couple of months. Have you enjoyed the whole process, or is it a matter of going, oh, that's a lot of work?
You know, it's certainly a lot of work and very challenging, but it's also very rewarding. At the same time, we're starting to tick a few boxes and get a few changes happening.
And how's all the junior clubs jumped on board and they've been willing to help you out? And you must be encouraged by some of the great stuff that's going on, and we haven't got the season started. Gunnedah's got that fantastic sevens on Friday night that's getting kids in, not only from Gunnedah, but also, of course, boys and girls. And Coonabarabran and Crendai get that extra rugby before we have the junior carnivals on the Sundays. Also, of course, we've got Walshy firing up there again for another season of Tamworth primaries, but also high schools rugby. And, of course, on the way through, we've got gala days everywhere, which has been absolutely fantastic. And Coonabarabran, you know, you've got 100 kids playing rugby that you wouldn't have thought would have played rugby 5 years ago.
Yeah, look, this year we've seen a lot of the clubs just take the same approach. We've just all said we'll just roll up our sleeves and get done what we have to get done to get you know, some game time for the older kids and our juniors. But yeah, it looks very exciting coming into this new regional comp for our 13s to opens with, you know, we've got over 20 teams interested.
That age group between about 14 and 20 is just tough yards, and I noticed now in the last 5 years especially, parents are saying to their kids between about 6 and 8, no, you're staying at high school, you're going to go to university, because there's some bloke off the boat who's getting 520 in the HSC and we don't want you to be left behind. But maybe the parents need to be told that you can get scholarships through schools. Some of the clubs there, like Sydney Uni and Southern District clubs, also have those opportunities to have scholarships. So you don't have to worry about the issue of not being able to get an education as far as uni. If you continue to play rugby and rugby in university life, you don't have to go to the city. CSU and Bathurst, or you can go to UNE and Armidale, which not only is a great program with the Albies and Rob, but also the UNE Lions in that seven-a-side tournament for the ladies.
That's it. And, you know, we've got some great universities out here and, you know, a lot of good jobs out here for the young kids too. We just had to, they all want to play rugby, so had to give them somewhere to play and provide those opportunities.
With Mick Molino from New South Wales Country Juniors, have had a few chats with him, and how do you see things as on a bigger scheme of things for Country Juniors?
Oh, look, I just think we're just going to go up and broaden and expand, and Mick's very supportive. He's certainly been very supportive of our new comp, what we're trying to do out here, and at the end of the day, we're all working together, and we've got a very big picture, and we're just bringing it all in together.
Of course, exciting news also is we've got back the City Country game, not only in the seniors, which will be in the city somewhere most probably, but we've got that in August where we get the 14s, 15s, 16s and 17s playing at Scully Park. You know, that's a fantastic day. Last time we had it in Tamworth 4 years ago, the likes of Tim Anstey and Dylan Peach, they played, they're now playing for the Australian Sevens team. Harry Holmes, Johnson is playing for the Waratahs. So that game is giving opportunity for kids outside of the school realm to go and able to play representative rugby.
Well, that's right. And you know, from your 14s through to 18s, you do have that opportunity. But this year, also for the first time ever, our Opens, they've combined the 17s and 18s to an Opens to provide that down after the City Country game. They can then go on and be selected into a New South Wales Tier 2 team to go to the Nationals.
Your calling card here is the Magnificence, which is the Cauliflower Cup. And that's just been absolutely magnificent. Like today, you sort of wonder why we haven't got a player, or the Classic Wallabies or the Waratahs don't work it out, because you've only had hundreds of kids here. But again, with the Cauliflower Club, not only is it great from the point of view that you get teams from all over the place, it's also raising awareness there for wheelchair sports, and also Cauliflower Club, which raise buckets of cash down there at Pergolbin every year to provide opportunities for everybody to go out there and play sport. If you're in a wheelchair or you've lost an arm, that by extension gives great opportunities for Paralympians and athletes that are going to be in the Invictus Games as well.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, we sort of founded the Cauliflower Cup with that basis out in the country. We do get left behind a little bit, but we want to play rugby, and there's plenty of our city teams that want to come out and play us and be hosted by the country. And, you know, our players take a lot away from the game with their coaching and development. We want to teach them also off the field to give back, and through we do that also with the charities.
Renee, it's fantastic you've done so well in the first 6 months of your presidentship. Hopefully it won't be too much of a bumpy ride, but we've got so many great people at Central North that are, and you're a great example being the president, so we're looking forward to what will be a fantastic start in May of the Magnificence, which are the Central North Juniors, of course, in the very balmy climes of Walker, which everybody looks forward to. So we look forward to that, and we hope you have a long and fruitful presidency as Central North Junior Rugby President.
Thank you. It's and it certainly can't happen without the fantastic team we've got around us, both on the Central North Committee, but also within the clubs and within the parents, and everyone's just sort of binding together, and it's remarkable to see.